on, everybody. If we want to get these grape leaves ready before your great-grandpa Katsopoulos gets here, you guys are going to have to stuff faster.
I'm stuffing as fast as I can.
Does Grandpa have a job back in Greece?
Oh, sweetheart, don't you remember? He used to be a fisherman.
Hey, Danny. You remember when we were kids, we used to go fishing with your dad?
Oh, yeah, that was the life, wasn't it? Out on the rolling seas. I can still hear my dad's voice. Son, ever been this nauseous?
Remember that promise we made to each other?
Yeah, I sure do. We were going to save our money and buy a boat and sail around the world. Whatever happened to that dream, Joey?
Yeah, same thing that happened to all our dreams, Mr. Vice President.
See you, Dad. We're going to go to the mall.
You just got back from the mall.
I know, but I can't stop thinking about these designer sunglasses I saw. They're round with black metal frames. And these really cool dark purple lenses? Yeah. Did you see them on that styrofoam head at the store? No, I see them on the wooden head at the door. Kimmy!
Cool shades, huh?
Kimmy, you always do this to me. Every time I see something I like, you just have to have it.
Hey, I left Steve alone.
And don't think I'm not grateful.
Kimmy, I don't want to be seen together wearing the exact same glasses.
Well, maybe we shouldn't be seen together at all.
Fine with me.
Fine with me.
Fine with me.
Hey, everybody, we're home. Hello, everybody.
Hey. Hey. Oh. We missed you, Grandpa.
You remember the last time I was here? I told you to call me Papuli. Grandpa means someone who is old and gray.
What does Papuli mean?
In Greece, it means someone who is old and gray, but it sounds so much better.
Okay, I'm next. Papuli! Sarah, you remember me?
Of course I do. Joey.
I'm Danny. I'm Joey.
Of course you are. And little Stephanie. Oh.
No, I'm DJ.
Of course you are. And little Michelle.
I'm Stephanie.
I'm little Michelle.
Of course you are. And you have no idea who you are.
You have no idea who any of us are.
Papu, this is Steve, DJ's boyfriend. Uh-huh. You'll be seeing him around here a lot. Probably in the kitchen.
Hey, DJ. Catch you later.
Okay.
Papuli, see you around.
In the kitchen, right?
Hey, Papuli, you remember Rebecca?
Who could forget Rebecca?
I bet you could.
And Papu, this is Nikki and Alex, your great-grandchildren. Boys, say hi to Papuli.
Hi, Papuli. Rudy.
Oh, give Papuli a kiss.
Nice. Moussaka. Oh, Papuli's famous moussaka. Smell that, girls. Smell that. Isn't that delicious? Papuli, you have to give us this recipe before you leave.
No problem. This one I got off the back of a box of moussaka helper.
The most irritating person in the entire world.
Welcome to our side.
You know, she wore those sunglasses all day in school, even in gym.
What's wrong with that?
We were swimming. I mean, she knew I wanted those glasses, and she knew that I wouldn't wear them if she had them, but she bought them anyway.
You know, this sounds like a fight that two men in my village had. Nikos bought his wife a beautiful pair of pink Axer slippers. Andreas found out about it, and he bought the very same slippers.
Well, maybe his wife had cold feet.
Deej, you're missing the point. Now, all of Papuli's stories have a lesson, okay? Now, he's passing down the wisdom of our Greek ancestors, so you gotta listen, okay? Now, this story is not just about ox hair slippers. It's about, this particular story. What's the story about, Papuli?
It's about time you shut up and let me finish the story.
Right.
The point is that Andreas wasn't even married. He bought the slippers because Nikos had the slippers. Well, he walked all around town in those slippers. Of course, he had the legs to carry it off. Marcos was so mad at Andreas, he never spoke to him again.
Yeah, see? See, Deej? Words to live by from Papuli, okay? Now you know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Andreas was a jerk just like Kimmy.
Yes, yes, that's right. Is that right, Papu?
Not right.
That's not right, Deej.
Wow, we got flour everywhere.
Don't worry. When we got flour on our hands, where do we wipe them off?
On a towel?
No, my little Michelle. On our nose.
Come on, Otter. Cheeks.
That's the idea. Only we missed a spot. Hoppa!
Hey, kids.
What?
Guys, you're making a mess here.
What mess? This is a celebration. Hoppa! Come on, Jesse, get in the party. Hoppa!
Here we go, everybody. Ready? Happy New Year.
Hoppa! Hoppa! Hoppa!
Okay, you want hoppa?
Come on, Jesse, we short a couple steps, huh?
Oh, no thanks, Papu. I really don't dance.
You're Greek, you dance.
Am I Greek?
Of course you are, my little Michelle.
I don't feel Greek.
Well, to feel Greek, you must be proud. Proud of your ancestors, the great authors and thinkers. Of course, you should enjoy life a little bit, too. That's why we dance, because we cannot contain our happiness. Right, Jesse?
Listen, my heart is Greek. It just my feet don't know it. Listen, you guys have fun, dance. I'm going to go clean up the little celebration in the kitchen. You're doing great, Michelle.
Papuli, it's your time at school next Monday. Could you come and teach my class a Greek dance?
Of course I can, my sweet little Michelle. Mwah!
I love you, Papu.
Oh, and I love you, too.
It's like a bad dream or something.
But, you know, at least Papuli died peacefully in his sleep, you know?
You know how much he meant to you, Jess. He meant a lot to us, too.
We're all gonna miss him.
It's just so helpless. It's like, I could have been there. I could have done something. You know, I could have helped them.
Jesse,
I could.
Honey. There was nothing that you could do. There was nothing that any of us could do. You know.
You're right. He's just such a beautiful man. So full of love and life. Now he's gone.
Uncle Jesse, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. You know, I don't have time for this. I got so many things to do, make the arrangements.
Well, you want to help.
Yeah, Jess, we can take care of all that.
No, you know, it's my responsibility. I'm sorry, guys. I'll take it.
Why won't Uncle Jesse let us help him? Oh, honey, it's just his way of dealing with the pain, you know, by keeping busy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Daddy.
Well, how was your honeybee meeting?
It was great. I made this for Papuli. Where is he?
Michelle, Papuli's not here.
It's okay. Something's wrong.
Sweetheart, this is not easy to say to you. This morning, after you went to school, we went to wake up Papuli. Michelle, he died in his sleep last night.
What?
He was very old, and his heart gave out.
No, he's not dead!
Part of life, sweetie. And Papuli led a long and full life.
It makes me so mad.
It's okay to feel mad. You lost somebody that you love. But we're a family, right? So we're gonna help pull each other through this, okay?
Okay.
Anything you wanna ask me?
No.
Okay, well, if you do, I'm here for you. So if you have any questions about what you're feeling or about what happened, you just come talk to me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I love you.
That in front of Uncle Jesse.
Why not?
Because if he saw us crying, he might start to cry again, too.
Uncle Jesse was crying?
He started to. He didn't want me to see, but I did. Michelle, we gotta be brave for Uncle Jesse and not let him know that we're sad, too.
I don't know if I could do that.
You have to.
But how could I stop myself from crying?
Just think of something funny, like when Joey stuffs a whole donut in his mouth.
Yeah, that always makes me laugh.
All right, Evelyn, I'll be there in a few days. Girl, is you okay?
Yeah.
You all right, Michelle? What are you doing?
Thinking about Joe stuffing a whole donut in his mouth.
Oh. All right. Now, you girls hang in there. I just talked to the relatives. Looks like I'm going back to Greece for a few days.
Good job, kid.
Where'd you get the boat?
What boat?
No, I bought it.
Danny, you went out and bought a boat? Just like that? Took you 6 months to decide between liquid or powder bleach.
Yeah, but this is different. This is something we always dreamed about.
Isn't that right, little buddy?
Aye, aye, Captain. I hear exactly what you're saying. You know, after everything that's happened this week, it makes you realize that your life's really short and you should really go for your dreams, or you got no reason to wake up in the morning and scratch yourself.
I hear you. Hey, everybody, check this out. I think I got the perfect name for our little vessel.
Hey, Papuli. I like it.
So do I. And so would Papuli. Thanks, Dan. You know, I gotta... I'm gonna get back on the phones and make a bunch of calls.
Jess, you know what you need to do? You need to slow down and take some time for yourself.
I'll be fine. I just want to call the airlines and confirm. You know, I don't want to end up in Athens, Georgia.
Hey, Beavis and Boathead.
Look, Joey, we caught our first fish, the big mouth gibbler.
Too bad we can't throw it back.
Guys, can we have a minute?
Oh, sure.
Hi, Kimmy.
Hey, Deej. Steve told me about your great-grandpa. I'm really sorry.
Thanks.
Listen, about the sunglasses.
You know, forget about the sunglasses. You know, I miss the whole point of Papuli's story. Yeah, Andreas was wrong, but Nikos was wrong, too.
Andreas and Nikos? Have you been hanging out with those Irish exchange students?
No, Kimmy. You know, we shouldn't break up a lifelong friendship over something as stupid as a pair of sunglasses.
Yeah, you're right.
A sweater, maybe, but... Friends again.
You got it.
How's Michelle? She's fine. What do you mean she's not at school? I saw her leave for school this morning. Oh, boy, I sure had a big lunch. But I got this one pudding cup left. What to do? You know, I'll put it up here on the boat next to the other one and come back and get it later. Well, I'm off. Gotcha.
That was cold.
Michelle, what are you doing home from school?
I couldn't find my backpack.
What's that?
Oh, it's in the boat.
Oh, it's in the boat.
The one place I didn't look.
Hey, Shorty. Hold on a second. Come on, Shorty. Level with me. What's really going on?
Can't tell you.
Can't tell me? We tell each other everything.
Everything?
Yeah. Well, I never told you this, but I once bought a Kathy Lee Gifford CD. Oh, boy, does that feel good to get that out in the open. All right, go ahead. It's your turn.
Papuli was supposed to come to school today to teach my class a great dance.
I'm sorry, kiddo.
I was afraid if I went to school and Papuli wasn't there, I felt sad.
Michelle, it's okay to feel sad.
But if I feel sad, I might cry. Then I can't be brave for you.
The idea that you had to be brave for me.
From Stephanie. She said that you were so sad, we shouldn't make you worse.
Oh, sweetheart. Stephanie, she probably thought she was telling you the right thing to do, but she was wrong. I'm gonna talk to her about that. Michelle, we should always share our feelings with each other. That's what makes us a family.
I really loved Papuli. I was his little Michelle.
I was his little Jesse. He used to always take care of me. Now he comes to visit me and I can't even take care of him.
It's not your fault. His heart was old.
I know, Michelle, but it still hurts.
It's okay to be sad.
I know I heard that somewhere before.
Uncle Jesse?
Hmm?
Is it making you cry?
You bet. You gonna be okay?
Yeah.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Do you have something for share time today?
Well, my great-grandpa, Papuli, was supposed to come to school today to teach us a Greek dance. But he died.
Oh. Well, we're all very sorry, Michelle.
Tell me some of it, but I'm not sure if I could remember.
Well, I'm sure we'd all really like it if you tried.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Come
on,
okay, I brought the tape.
Hooked on Bouzouki!
I can't remember the rest.
I can't.